Just give him a shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. How many loves him tonight? How many can say it's been Wednesday?
Yes.
Brother Andrew got a phone call on Monday night. This is Defiant City Schools, just to let you know that teacher conferences are Wednesday from 3 to 6. I'm like, why can I never remember when we're having parent teacher conferences? And guess what else we decided? On Wednesday mornings, we have our teacher meetings. So Brother Andrew was at school from 7 this morning till 6 this night. And that's why I'm about 6:30 tonight. That's kind of late for the pastor. For some reason, he's got a different quota than others, maybe. But no, that was strange. I'm not going to lie. That half hour, I see why Brother Bram said at least a half hour. I don't know. I need a little bit more, Brother Dan. I don't know. Maybe I just need more prayer. Maybe you're more spiritual than me. You don't need to pray as long. You're always in the Spirit. Yeah, we all know that doctrine, don't we? Amen. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. I'm glad to be a Christian. Amen. Glad to get back in the saddle. Hopefully I'm not too rusty from taking 2 weeks off. We'll see. I sure enjoyed the services that we did have with all the ministering brothers. Sunday was a tremendous time, wasn't it, those of us here? That was Wednesday and Sunday before. It's just a good time to be in the house of the Lord. So if you have your Bibles tonight, turn to 2 Samuel. I should have known better than to read through the Samuel and Kings and expect not to preach on it. I don't know. This is, every time I read through the Bible, this is one of, if I had to pick a favorite time, I like to read through it. These stories, just, I love it. I love listening, you know, David and Solomon and the mighty men of war and things like that in the past. See mighty men of faith. And I'd like to take a thought tonight. I think you'll enjoy it by the help of the Lord. 2 Samuel. Chapter 21, and let's start at verse 18. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go to 15. 2 Samuel 22, 15. 2 Samuel, sorry, 21. I've seen 22 at the top of my page. 2 Samuel 21, 15. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel, and David went down and his servants with him and fought against the Philistines, and David waxed faint in Ishbi-Bonab, which was of the sons of the giants, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight. He being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David, but Abishai the son of Zariah secured him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David sware unto him, saying, "Thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel." And it came to pass after this that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Job. Then Shebechai, the Hushathite, slew Saph, and which was of the son of the giant. I'm saying these names for a reason. You'll see why here in a minute. And there was again a battle in Job with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of Jared-Oregim, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath, the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle in Gath, and there was a man of great stature that had on every hand 6 fingers, on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number, and he also was born to the giant. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimea, the brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born of the giant in Gath and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. So I like to preach tonight a day of David's. A day of David's. Let's bow our heads together tonight in his presence that I believe you believe is here. Wherever 2 or 3 would gather, he promised it to us. If you have a need in your heart, say, "Lord, I know the word will speak to me, and I'm coming expecting." God bless you. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that when we could be doing something else, you put a love in our hearts for you, that we would want to be in the house of God, knowing that, Lord, it's the best place for us to be on this side of heaven, is gathered together with the saints that one day we'll spend eternity with, Lord, getting a preview of what heaven will be all about. Father, we pray that tonight you'd help us to redeem the time, knowing that your prophet told us that we might not have many more days to be able to do this, Lord. Help us to put our whole heart into the service, and Lord, and bless your name, and lift you up for providing for all of our needs, for being so faithful to us, to come into your house with thanksgiving in our hearts, and giving you an offering of praise. We come, Lord, to expect God to move in our lives, to make us, Lord, what we ought to be. To Lord, first forgive us of all of our unbelief. Wash us clean tonight. May the Holy Ghost come, speak to us a word of God that would mold us into the Son of God, we pray. Heal every sickness, Lord. Bring those back that couldn't be here tonight. Make a way, Lord, for them to come back to the house of God. But Lord, as we're here tonight, let us put on the armor of God and tackle against the enemy and give glory unto you. Your name, for we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, it don't matter if a little boy's about 2, 3, 4, if they've been in a Christian home at all, there's one man they've probably heard about, and it's probably David. If there's any little boy who imitates anybody in the Bible, they're going to find David. Why? Because David embodies what they want to be. And you know what? They all recognize that David wasn't what everybody thought he should be. He wasn't some huge man of great stature. He wasn't a well-trained man. He was a little shepherd boy. He was inexperienced. He didn't know how to fight. He didn't know what to do. But there's one thing he did know, and that was God. Amen. And that's what any of us should want to be. God help us to humble ourselves tonight to realize that anything we need is in Him. Anything we need to know is in His Word. And it's time to quit looking on the internet and quit basing our life off Google and realize we need to come back to the Word. It's got the answers. Amen. And David, and not to downplay King David, he's a mighty man of God. I can't think there ain't a person in here ain't one time got strength from David himself, his testimony, and reading through the Psalms. And one of the greatest things, I'm not trying to preach on this tonight, one of the greatest things is when David made a very grave mistake. When David let his flesh take the better of him and saw a pretty lady somewhere and went and committed adultery, you understand the story. Had the man try to get him to go sleep with his wife so he could cover up that it wasn't his baby, but it was Uriah's. And the man, the honorable, he was a Hittite, not even from Israel, but had so much respect for the Word of God. He said, I will not go lay down with my wife while the men of Joab and the men of David are out there struggling to fight. God help us to not do the same and say, I'll just wait for somebody else to fight the battle. I'll go sit on my recliner and I'll let the preachers do it. Come on now. I'll let my husband do it because God ain't called me to do nothing. Sister, that's what's the problem. Come on now, we ain't got any women of God left no more. And almost every one of us that have a bad testimony about that all got a praying grandma, a praying mom somewhere that you all idolize. You all say, man, if I could just be like that, but then you don't do what they did. Come on now, because I'm not important. They didn't think they were either, but praise God, their prayers are why we're saved today. Glory to God. I believe that with all my heart. Some of you know my grandmother. I never got to meet her. But I believe I'm standing behind this pulpit because of prayers from a faithful grandmother. Right. Yes, sir. That's right. So we think of King David and his mighty strength and how he was able to slay Goliath. And we all know that story. But I guarantee most of us ain't never heard of anybody I just read about here in this little passage. But you know what these four men did? The same thing David did. These men, that they're just, or Abishai is a little bit more familiar. He was one of the generals in the days of David. But I never heard, I wish I could even find the name right now. Then Shabbatai. Anybody heard of Shabbatai? But you know what? That doesn't matter, does it? God, because we forget too quickly. God help, pulling a word tonight. We forget too quickly. Of course, Brother Branham could do it. We forget too quickly where he came from. We forget too quickly that he was some Kentucky backwash preacher that nobody knew anything about, that had no good background, that went to school and only had a coat and didn't want to take it off because he had no shirt underneath of it, and sat beside a fire and sweated to death because he was too embarrassed to tell his teacher that he wasn't hot. And God made a prophet out of that man. We forget about David. We forget to go back to what he was before he became a king. He was a shepherd boy. And there were shepherds all over. Bethlehem was the renegade town of the countryside. We all exalt Bethlehem. Why do you think they didn't expect Jesus to come from there? Because there was nothing glorious about it. Why do you think Nazareth is the last place Jesus should have came from? Because there was nothing glorious about it. Yet God took a shepherd boy and made a king. And not just a king, a giant slayer. Hallelujah. But that testimony, too many times, instead of recognizing God has set that testimony for me to walk in the same word, we build an idol and say, my, if I could only be David. My, if I only could be Brother Branham. My, if only my pastor wasn't Brother Andrew. My, if I only had a bigger church. A big church say, my, if I only had a smaller church. Come on now, you are way too quiet. Just say amen. There you go. Thank you, sissy. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Just go ahead and say it. Amen. But God uses what we never think He will. Here was a need. Put yourself in this position now. This is exactly what that woman in the prayer line, I'll get to that here in a minute. But here's, King David is at battle. And he's older now. We understand that. And he's fighting a giant again. Now he is a man of war. Now he has fought and killed and succeeded and listened to the will of the Lord and conquered many, many great battles. Yet this giant is about to kill him. Put yourself in his shoes. What is it? What is Abishai doing? Praise God for a man who knew, if there's a need, I'll step in and do it, Lord. Amen. Come on. What was it? It's exactly what happened to that woman. That kept feeling pressed by the Spirit. Go pray for that woman's baby. Go pray for that woman's baby. She could have sat back and she almost did. And said, but Brother Branham will pray for that baby. King David can handle this. David will kill this giant because he's done it before. Missing the will of God for your life, that every joint supplies, every person is a part of this body. And without you doing your part in the will of God, you're hindering the whole program of God. Hallelujah! Amen. Should feel good to say amen tonight. Amen. That woman obeyed, didn't she? Yep. She did it anyways, didn't know. And she thought she did wrong. And there went, you know, the lady through the line, and Brother Branham didn't even need to pray for her because she said that baby is already healed. Right. Glory to God. Because of the prayer of one woman. Right. And here's Abishai finds a David about to die. He jumps on the scene and takes care of it. Anytime you begin to see the circumstances is too high, I hate to break it to your brother, sister, somebody before you has got a testimony that you can overcome. Amen. All Abishai had to do is say, David killed him with a sling. I can do a sword. And then it went down. They said, David, you're done. God help us to get people of God who said, I don't need Brother Branham to come back. I don't need even the pastor. I don't need the deacon. I've got the Holy Ghost. And there ain't no giant going to stand before me. And there came needs into the church, didn't there? This giant raised up. Then this one raised up. And then this one raised up. They didn't go and say, well, we better go get David. They said the exact opposite. Were you here Sunday? Speak and go forward. Bible says what I'm saying, Ecclesiastes, just listen now, Ecclesiastes 1:9. The thing that has been done, it is that which shall be. Amen. And that which is done, it is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. That's right. How can I overcome? 1963. He endured all things for you and I. He is our example how to overcome our evil generation. As he overcome his evil generation. Speaking of Jesus, you all know that. And remember, when he come to earth, there's just as much unbelief or more than there is at any time.
Amen. Well, there goes all your Laodicean, it's too dark, backwash doctrine that needs to go out the door. There was just as much unbelief in the days of Jesus, and it didn't faze him a bit.
Amen.
Amen. Just as much unbelief or more than there is at any time. It didn't bother him a bit. When they called him a devil instead of God, when they called him anything that could be done, it didn't bother him a bit. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you but what is common to man.
Oh my.
But God is faithful.
Amen.
If God delivered a giant into the hand of an Israelite named David, why would he not hand a giant into the hand of an Israelite with a different name, but the same promise?
Amen.
It didn't say David would conquer the enemy. It said the seed of Abraham will possess the gates of the enemy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And our way of escape is usually quit praying, quit coming to church, run away, wait for an angel to beat me over the head to do the will of God.
Amen.
Preach it now. Come on. You all preach too when we come here. That's right. Yes, you do. You're all preachers. That's right. You're all part of the body of Christ. Amen. No, brother, sister, when there's a temptation, sometimes is you got to take it head on. You got to go right for it. If you feel condemned, the first thing you do is get down and pray and praise God the best you know how. Say, hallelujah, you're worthy, Lord, because your blood is getting more glory today because you're forgiving me of that nonsense. Glory to God. God help us tonight. Man, we want to conquer Jericho. We can't conquer the Velcro on our rear ends to get praise God once in a while.
Amen, bro.
Glory to God. Oh, brother, I got the Bride's Revival. You got the Velcro Revival. Go ahead and preach that now. I'm trying not to kick that, Dad. It's habit. I don't know what. God. Nobody's. Can you get that in your head right now? God uses nobody's. Don't lose the vision. This is a Bride's Revival. This is the revival of the end time. This is the capping of this pyramid. That is way, way narrower than that. We're talking down to a needle point, Brother Branham said. And we're all looking, and God help me as a pastor. We get the wrong vision. I'm not interested in numbers. I'm not interested in things and prosperity and how do I want to say, investing much time and effort into this life. I'm looking for the Bride. I'm looking for those that are going to stand for the word, are going to do the word, and when they see a giant, they're going to take a sword and say, you die.
Amen.
When the TV tries to get back in the house, they don't say, well, God deliver me. They kick it and push it back out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let it in, brother, sister. You all know that one movie leads to 1,000. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know, skipping that one service will lead to 10. You know that one day not reading will be a week.
Uh-huh.
Don't give the devil an inch. Kill him.
Amen.
Why?
Amen.
Do the opposite. I can't stand now. I'll just be doing it just because Brother Andrew said so. Do the opposite. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 135. Surely there shall not one of these. Listen now. This is Moses talking. Not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give unto your fathers, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it. To whom? And to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon to his children, because he hath wholly followed the Lord. And the Lord was angry with me for your sake, saying, thou also shalt not go in thither. But Joshua the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither. Unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've been given a message. There was a generation should have took it. Should have went in. Didn't, brother, sister. It's been 50 years. We've passed a generation that refused to go into the promised land.
Amen.
I'm just going to have to lose. I don't know why they're falling off my face. Do I look funny? That's okay. They're trying. We've tried to press a revival. We've tried to go back and say, let's do what Moses did. Brother, sister, it ain't time to sit back and wait for 10 more plagues to come down. That's already happened. It's Joshua on the scene. It's the Holy Ghost in the believers pressing into the land that's full of giants.
Amen.
But they all will die.
Amen.
Glory to God. God comes in ways that are so simple. It took a prophet of God. I pray we'll actually go listen to the seals and realize he said it's so simple. You'd walk right over the top of it if you didn't know. And you know what? They are. They are. God help us to not be we are. How? Stay in the Spirit of God. Listen to the Spirit of God. If your doctrine doesn't live, you got the wrong one. Because our doctrine is not a book. Our doctrine is not text. Our doctrine is a person. And he said, I am alive forevermore. Glory to God. Revelation chapter 4. This is the sermon now. 1961. Then the first thing you know, they was expecting the Messiah to come down with angels and things and settle down on the canopies out there in the temple where they had built for him to come to. Like we are building great big places today across the nation and so forth. See? And when did he come? He bypassed every one of them synagogues, every one of them organizations, and come down to a stable. They forced him into it. That's what it is today. He's forced into these things. He's forced to do it. Forced to be interdenominational because his message don't cooperate with the denomination. His message today, preached by his ministers, is interdenominational because the denominations oust him out. The Bible said so. He was on the outside knocking, trying to come in, see, in his own church. That's where it's at. See, it's just the same today. So remember, what looks big to man is little before God. Now, that's the reason you don't have to have a lot of flowers. And when God comes again, when Jesus comes again, you'll be surprised. That little washwoman back in the alley, you'll be surprised. That guy that don't say nothing, keeping his secrets to himself and walking around before God humble, you'll be surprised.
Amen.
Hallelujah, brother, sister. We're looking for the wrong thing too many times. We want Davids. We want Davids that are out there and everybody knows about it. But there came a time where there were Davids who nobody knew anything about. They were Davids because of what they overcame, not Davids by what their name was.
Amen. Amen.
They were known because they were the mighty men. How do you become a mighty man? Because you won battles.
Amen.
If you look at the one man, let me see if I can do this now. Stay on my face, glasses. Yeah, it's the one, the last one who killed the giants is verse 21. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, the brother of David, slew him. And I went back and looked. How many remembers the story when Samuel came to Jesse and he was given the word of the Lord? The king is among Jesse's sons. And they brought the first. His name's Eliab. He said, it's not him. They brought the second. That's Abinadab, I believe. It's not him. The third was Shammah. It's not him. You don't even see this guy's name. He just says, and he let all the rest of them pass. So the no-name brother of David has the son that slays the giant. You're waiting for somebody else to do it? I don't care who you are. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what kind of muck you had. You're the believer now. Slay the giant. Slay complacency, brother, sister. Slay formalism. Slay it right through the side. Say, well, my daddy didn't believe this. Don't worry about that. What if Jonathan, this Jonathan, we never heard of this Jonathan, neither had I until I read this. What if I said, but my daddy wasn't the king. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo.
Right.
I could have done that, just bring it right home. I could have said, I'm the son of a divorced man.
Right.
I came out of muck, out of the message. I ain't worthy to be no preacher.
Right.
Glory to God.
Amen.
What are all you saying? That's me, Lord. Just out of the book of nonsense. But you're worthy.
Yes.
Why? Because of who you are.
Yes.
You are a son. You're a seed of Abraham.
Amen.
And the promise of Abraham is yours.
Right.
And now we've been given the message. We've been given a sealed book. Brothers, or an unsealed book. Glory to God. This was so important. Look, everyone in heaven started rejoicing when they heard that seven seal book opened up. What's happened to the bride? It's because we're looking for something God didn't promise.
That's right.
He did what he said. And when people had revelation and they looked at that, they said, it's over. It's over. It is finished. Wait, brother, Goliath's still standing there. It's finished. Go cut his head off. It's already our land. I see giant son Marlon. He's in my land. Go take it.
Amen.
Too afraid to take the first step. We're waiting for somebody else to do it. Lord, we'll have revival at our church, but I ain't going to be the one to do it. It's going to be this brother. It's going to be this guy. Because I ain't worthy. I'll believe it. I'll support it. Look, brother, sister, if Abishai would have had that doctrine, King David would have died that day. There was a need. God was looking for a believer, and he found one.
Amen.
Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 1:25, you all know this. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble or cold, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've been given a message, brother, sister. But what is the message? What did Brother Bram said? The wave sheaf has come back. If you look at wave sheaf, you'll see almost all the quotes are after the seals were opened. Why? Because that was the day that God had brought a seed to maturity.
Amen.
God had raised him up, not a David that was still a shepherd, but a David that was an active king.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A man that wasn't afraid to wield the sword of God. A man who said, I will stand with the word. Even when I make a mess of things, I'll stand on the word.
Sure.
You ever read, or you all know the song, create in me a clean heart, O God, and restore me a right spirit. Do you know when David wrote that?
Yes, sir.
Right after Nathan said, you're the man. You're the man that deserves to die.
That's right.
And he fell down and said, let the Lord do what seemeth good. He said, God has pardoned you. And he went right after there and penned, create in me a clean heart, O God.
Amen.
And renew a right spirit within me. You know what? Think about that. Everybody knew what he did now.
That's right.
And they didn't kick him out from being king.
That's right.
I'm not saying that hoping I make a mistake, brother, sister. But how many people have we wrote off because they did make a mistake?
Right.
Look, you ain't blasphemed the Holy Ghost, there's a chance.
Amen.
And I'm pretty sure if you're still in this word in this day, this long, after so much false has come and driven so many away, stand on your ground and slay giants.
Amen.
I'm not good enough. I ain't worried about being good enough. I'm a seed of Abraham. There's a gate of an enemy. I'm taking it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Take it, brother, sister. It's a day of Davids. It's a day of men. See, look how much more God got done once everybody quit idolizing David and said, you know what? He did that by the promise of God, and that promise is mine too. I wonder how much further our churches would go if the people would believe that the word is for them just as well as it is for the pastor.
Amen.
Hopefully we get some more voices behind the pulpit to tell the people that. Too many people build Nicolaitan systems. You got to know this. Got to know that. You got to follow me. You got to say it the way I do. Brother, sister, if you believe this word, speak and go forward.
Amen.
It's a time for Davids to wipe out some Philistines.
Sure. Amen.
Amen. God uses a pack of nobodies. That's how he does it. That's how it proves it was God.
Amen.
He's the creator, Brother Dan. Isn't that right? He's the one who calls the shots. He's the one that wants the glory. But we don't want to do it in a way that gives him glory. We don't want to do it in a way that the trials were so hard that it had to be God to get it done.
Amen.
We want the easy trials that somebody, some unbeliever can come by and say, oh, that was just coincidence. Come on.
Yeah.
Think about it. Lord, I'll take a headache, but you better heal me in 10 minutes. Uh-huh. And somebody say, oh, you didn't get healed? And you say, yeah, I did.
Right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not praying, Lord, give me cancer or anything. But at the same time, whatever you want, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. I'm so in love with you, Lord, that the only thing I care about is pleasing you. I'm like a David that could write and say, oh, my only desire is to be in the house of the Lord, amen, to be before his courts. I don't care if I'm the doormat. Lord, let me stay there. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, the day of excuses are over. That's really what we're trying to get across right now. There's no excuse anymore. If you didn't think it could happen, God has given us witness after witness after witness to show it is possible to be a son of God. These men were able to go back and say, I don't know how to slay a giant. Doesn't matter. There was a man before me named David who did it and didn't know what he was doing either. And you'll keep going back and say, well, can't you go back before the first thing happened? No, because that's God. And before any of us got here, God saw a giant. Amen. God saw a kingdom trying to raise, and he had no problems kicking it out of heaven. There's no new thing under the sun. There's no temptation taking you but what God has already destroyed. Amen. Praise God. So what has God sent us a message for? Though David was the first, though he was called, listen now, they didn't do something contrary to what David did. But they could do the same thing.
Amen.
They all had their office. They didn't all become kings.
Right.
But they could still whip the enemy the way David did. See, that's the problem. We want to do it the way David did. If God really called me, I'd be able to get a sling just the same and do the same.
Sure.
Maybe God didn't call you to do that.
Right.
Maybe God didn't call you to be a preacher. Maybe God didn't call you to do that. You understand what we're saying. But you tell me you're praying going to heal the sick?
Yep.
Well, I don't have a gift of divine healing, brother. I can't do that. You see what we're saying?
Yeah.
And maybe God uses you just out on the street somewhere and all you do is lay hands on some guy and he goes and gets well.
Right.
Maybe you're someone else who takes oil and anoints someone. Come on now.
Yeah.
Prayers of prayer of faith and they get well.
Right.
Maybe you're the one that fasts and prays and goes home and you're the only reason some of the people in church are still standing. But you're more concerned with God getting the glory than yourself.
Amen.
See, we forget that God is God.
Right.
And he doesn't miss a thing.
Right.
We need to quit worrying about what people think, what things are here, and realize there's coming a judgment.
Amen.
And everything will be made plain. Everything will come to light and we will receive rewards. I can't understand it. I don't want it. But if God says he's going to give a reward, I want it.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen now. I can tell I haven't preached in a while. Can you? I'm already starting to lose it. Praise the Lord tonight. So rising of the sun, 65. As Christ was the first one to raise from all the prophets and so forth, although typed in many places, he was the first fruits of them that slept. In the bride coming of Christ, coming out of the church, there'll have to be a sheaf waved again in the last days. Oh my, waving of the sheaf. What was the sheaf? It was the first one that come to mature.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The first one that proved it was wheat. It proved it was a sheaf. Hallelujah. I'm sure you see what I'm talking about. It was waved over the people, and the first time there will come forth for the bride age, for a resurrection out of dark denominationalism, will be a message that will full maturity of the word has turned back again in its full power.
Amen.
And being waved over the people by the same signs and wonders that he did back there, because I live. Ye live also,
amen,
speaking to his wife.
Amen.
Because I live, ye live also. What a resurrection that was. And what a resurrection this is. To be quickened from the dead. To be made alive in Christ Jesus by God's quickening power. He was waved to them. The word which he was waved back to them on the day of Pentecost. The word was manifest. Now, as I say, it's to be waved again in the last day. Praise God, it has. Praise God, it has. What a Son of God. Not just the Son of God, virgin born, never had sin, but a Son of God who was a murderer. But a Son of God who would have committed suicide on multiple counts. A Son of God who threw temper tantrums. A Son of God who preached for 30 years and then got cold in his heart. And said, I can't even preach anymore. Going to the woods. God took that man. And by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, by the blood of Christ, he was able to manifest the same Son of God that walked the shores of Galilee.
Amen.
He was the first to show. Luther couldn't do it, brother, sister. Martin couldn't do it. They couldn't do it in the days gone by. God help us to get a revelation of how important these seals opening up to us really was. That it was redemption handed back to you.
Yes.
We've lived almost in this day too long. But some of us maybe slayed too many giants. We lost the feel for it. Hallelujah. We can't. Don't lose that. Keep slaying. Keep slaying. Keep killing till there ain't one left. God has waved the sheaf when too many people are worshiping the sheaf, not recognizing that the sheaf should be them now.
Amen.
How many of you would plant a whole field of corn and it comes up to maturity and you go grab one of them and say, look at this, I got corn. And that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to let the rest of them sit there and die. That's how much people think that the message came. It came to show us, hey, here's corn. Isn't that beautiful? Here's the wheat. Here's the Son of God. Aren't you so happy? Now I am. I'm happy I know what a Son of God looks like. I'm happy to know that a Son of God has faults in his flesh. But praise God, by the blood, God can still manifest through him the same way he did through his own virgin body.
Amen.
What a revelation, brother, sister, of the power of the blood.
Right.
No denomination touches that. They preach the blood as just do whatever you want. It'll be okay at the end. This is, you don't have to do anything wrong because I can cleanse it. God can get into a human heart by the blood of the Lamb, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and produce another sheaf of wheat. Jesus promised it. We know this. John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Listen now. Restoration of the bride tree, 1962. Now notice, after 3 days, the first tree restored as at the beginning, having the same signs, same wonders. We need to believe that. The same signs, the same wonders. And we need to quit getting so dull that God has to do the same signs and same wonders every day, or we begin to doubt.
Right.
Just look, brother, sister, God help us. God moves in a mighty way. He comes, he heals our sicknesses. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He tells us things to come.
Right.
Come on now. Amen. He discerns our hearts. He gives us such an atmosphere of his presence. There ain't no way any of us could walk out an atheist that day.
Amen.
And in 3 days, ain't nobody come to church. Oh man, bring it home, Brother Andrew. It's the truth, brother, sister. But don't you worry about that. It ain't your responsibility. It's mine to tell the truth. I agree. But just like the prophet, I understand what he felt like now. He said, the more I say it, the worse it gets. Why? Because it's the end time, brother, sister. It is. Yes, there's reasons that things happen. I understand that. But too many of them reasons ain't reasons. They're excuses. There's excuses. The giant's too big. You say, well, if there's a giant, I kill him. Really? Then kill your TV. If there's a giant, I kill him. Control your finances. Don't splurge off your flesh. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, I don't mean to brag or anything, but after this whole insurance thing has done, you know, I could have went out and bought me a really nice truck. I could have. I didn't have to get my wife what she wanted. No, I didn't. We didn't need new bedding. Brother, no, I wanted a king size, Brother Rodney, because I'm 6'6", and I was tired of that queen. But we didn't need new furniture, but my wife wanted it.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. I wonder, brother, sister, I wonder these things sometimes. I wonder, as Brother Branham said, when Jesus said he went to go prepare a place, he said he prepared just the way his bride would like it.
Right.
And I don't just mean things for my wife either. I mean being able to give to missions and things. Right. Praise God. Right. Amen. I could have, and not to say maybe I should have spent it different. Maybe you should have. Praise God. Amen. But if you ain't got it, make sure you got enough to do the will of God.
Amen.
Amen. If God gives you portions, the first thing is tithing. That's right. Don't you give away, give that to somebody else. I don't care how bad it gets. You're telling me the giant's too big to do the word. Come on now. I can't stand when I hear an excuse about not tithing. It almost makes me sick. Brother, sister, I've been down to $1 in my checking account, and you know what? I paid my tithes. Brother, you don't understand. Maybe I don't. But there's one thing I know. The giant comes down.
Amen.
That's all I know.
Amen.
Well, I don't know how to worship, Brother Andrew. All I know is the giant comes down. I don't know how to. He'll die. Just shut up. Put up the sword of God and take the guy. Take it out.
Amen.
Because you know this is really what it comes down to. I'm just preaching by inspiration here. Jesus said, "With men, this is impossible." So there goes your doctrine of this brother, that brother, this church, that church. That's, no, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So that's either true or it isn't. I'm glad I've got something in my heart that says that ain't nothing but the truth, Lord. Hallelujah. That was all free tonight, brother, sister, but God help us to get our focus back on Him. That we are living for this kingdom, the kingdom that was the stone that the builders rejected, but all it did was come in and touch the bottom of this world and it fell apart.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. And what happened to that little stone, Brother Dan? It built a mountain.
Amen.
You know what that mountain was? My house.
Amen.
New Jerusalem. That's exactly what it is.
Glory
to God. Resurrection of the bride tree. After 3 days, the first tree restored as at the beginning, having the same signs, same wonders. Jesus come back, the same Jesus doing the same thing. At the end of the third day, the signs appeared. Not the end of the first day. Oh, brother, I hope you're getting it. At the third day is when the real manifestation of Christ was made known. At the end of the third day, see, notice, are you getting it? Let me skip down. The tree don't bear its fruit first at the bottom. Second, like that, it was all pruned off in the organization. But it's in the top part where I will restore, saith the Lord. I'll send forth the evening light. It'll bring back the word, making it manifest. I'll restore all that I promised. All that I promised. The same Holy Spirit will bear the same signs. I'll have an Easter, a resurrection for the bride, just as I had for the bridegroom. See? Evening lights come out to shine, same as in the morning. Same signs, same things. The same light will produce the same fruit that they had there if it's shining on the same tree. Glory to God. Amen. Proves His word now fulfilled. I will restore, saith the Lord. When? In the evening time. When? When there hasn't been a Christ on earth for 3 days. Come on. Where there's been no visible sign that He's going to raise. But right at the end, right after it's done, here come the manifestation of the Son of God. He walked out of the tomb. They didn't even see it, brother, sister. God help us realize how humble He is. He never went to Caiaphas and said, "See, told you." Like too many of us getting on the internet and arguing with people about the message. "See, told you. Told you they died on that bridge. Told you. Told you California sink. Told you Russia do that. Told you." What are you telling them about? If they don't believe, they don't believe. You're losing the vision. You're too busy worrying about some backslid Saul. Was it Shimei, the one that kicked up at David and spit on him? You're too worried about that instead of going and pressing forward.
Amen.
There's another man I just read about quite a bit here. I just caught it here. Is after King David died, Solomon becomes king. We all know that. But you know, David gave him some instructions. Make sure this guy dies.
Right.
This guy killed two men that were more holy, more worthy than him. Make sure he dies. Make sure this guy dies. Make sure he does this. You know, Solomon didn't lay a sword to none of them. You know who did? Benaniah. He was the captain of the guard back in the days of David. Still, here come the word. And here, Benaniah, a man, he's known as the mightiest. I think he might be second. I can't remember now. But he either killed 800 men or two lion-like men in a pit or something. He was known as one of the three mightiest men. And he humbled himself to some little boy king. Why? Because he was more interested in God getting the glory, more interested in staying where he was supposed to be to fulfill the word for his day. Praise God, brother, sister. You wonder why you're even sitting here right here tonight. You say, well, I could be doing this, I could be doing that. You're in a predestinated place of God. Amen. Do the will of God. I know I'm some young 29-year-old preacher. I was 28 a month ago. 29. You say, well, why is he up there preaching? Why not me? Why not this person? Why not? Brother, sister, forget all that. It ain't nothing to do with being old or young or in between. It has to do with getting the job done. If the word said it dies, it dies. If a message came said there'll be a bride without spot or wrinkle, it'll overcome all the things of the world. Brother, sister, that's for me. That's for me. And it's not time to say, well, it's just too hard to overcome. There's too much internet on my phone. There's too many pretty women in this world. Brother, sister, I never had temptation like before. Just going to be honest with you. I never had no devil get on me as much as I have here in this last recent whatever. But that's the point. It's a devil. Amen. And greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I don't pay him no attention. I don't give him no credit. He's whipped. Amen. Oh, but I got tempted. No, oh, I guess that means I'm lusting. Brother, sister, Jesus was tempted.
That's right.
Bible specifically says the Holy Spirit told him, go to the wilderness to be tempted.
Amen.
But I don't want to go to the wilderness. I don't want trials. I don't want to stick out, brother. I want to fit in. I don't want to look like a weirdo. And you know what? It's a shame. But brother, sister, you're almost going to have to start looking like a weirdo even in the message.
Amen. That's right.
What? You believe all things? Yeah, all things.
Right.
You believe if I go up there and get prayed, I'm going to get healed of this cancer that doctor said I'm going to die. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Amen. Well, don't we need this or that? No. First, you already probably burned out all that. So none of that's working. So why do you think it's going to work if we do it again?
Right.
I wish I could get some people to just put faith that God is God.
That's right. Amen.
Almighty, all powerful, all creator. If you could just do that, what is cancer?
Right.
How about what's finances? What's my daily life? Look, brother, sis, that so encouraged me, just that thought. That when I begin to realize, man, this is tough. I'm getting tired. This is hard. All I got to do is think back and say, you know what? I never been in the ocean for a day.
Right.
Amen.
I'm sure I never been beat for 40 stripes on three different occasions.
Right.
I didn't stone and die and had to pray that my disciples come and raise me back up.
Right.
Come on. They went over there and started throwing the stone off of him, and he, come on, Saul, you ain't done yet, or Paul, I guess, but you ain't done yet. Come on, get up. Got to go back right to that same city and preach again.
Right.
See, that's what, as a preacher, you think, well, I'm kind of tired tonight. Well, it was a little harder for him to preach that service than it was for me to get to church tonight.
Amen. Right.
But why? Why has Satan done this? Do you understand why? It's because soft living is the greatest temptation on the earth. Hallelujah, it is. It's the devil realized after thousands of years, if I just give him a little freedom, I got him. I got him. If I can convince them that the word's just too strict, it doesn't give them full freedom, I got them. I love the picture I saw one time. It looked like a fence around the place. And the guy says, I'm tired of this. God, keep me in this fence. I'm getting out of here. And he jumps over. And the guy says, it's not a fence, it's a guardrail.
Amen.
Exactly what the word is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you ever get tired of feeling caged up this way, that's the problem. Look this way one time.
Amen.
Realize, wow, that's really high. I can't see where that ends.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know, you think of the tree of life. It just goes on forever.
Right, amen.
Don't even try to understand it. Don't worry about understanding that. Because we're going to be changed. Amen. In a moment, a twinkling of an eye. I won't have these scars no more. Amen. But right now, it's a day of Davids, brother, sister. It's a day of men who, and women who aren't afraid to take the word of God. Now look, God fights the battle. Let me make sure you understand that. But you take that step and watch the enemy just fall apart. Amen. How many times have you seen that? Brother Nathan beautifully illustrated this Sunday, didn't he? Then priests, you know, well, he could have went back and said, but God, in the days of Moses, you just split it for us. How come in this day we got to actually walk out there by faith? I mean, if the prophet was here, he just said it. How come I have to overcome myself now? But really, look at it. All they had to do was take a step. Amen. All you had to do is get out and pray one time.
Amen.
When you begin to evaluate all the work God does when you're sick in body and there's all kinds of things wrong, and he actually goes through your body with his spirit and fixes it all up, and all you did was say, please.
Amen.
All the priest did, that ark's just too heavy.
Sure,
we don't need those tablets in there. We'll get rid of half the word. I don't like that quote. We'll just get rid of it. Hey, that's a lot lighter. This will be all right. Sink. That's exactly what would have happened. They tried it in the days of David, didn't they? They tried. We'll just put on a new ox cart. It's too heavy to carry. We'll just let somebody else push it along. And a kind, honest-hearted man trying to do the will of God, just like denominations, kind, honest-hearted people. But they're not doing the word of God. Put his hand to touch something that it wasn't supposed to be touching. Died on the spot. Brother Bram just said that many men of God are holding the same word of God that you and I are holding. Some may be even King James Version. Some may be quoting things Brother Bram said. Actually, I think I heard Ben Carson say something that Brother Bram said. That's what it was, John. It was Genesis 1:1. They asked him, said, you believe the world was created in 6,000 years? He said, well, Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, period. How he did it, how it was done, I don't know. I'm like, man, that sounded pretty familiar. But what will happen? They'll sit there and try to hold the word in a wrong system, in a devil system, and die by the word that they think they're trying to stand by.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Sure. But, brother, sister, that's not the bride.
Amen.
And I got the Holy Ghost tonight.
Amen.
If you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, that's God's witness to you.
Right.
You're not of this world.
Amen.
You're not going to die by these judgments. You can slay them just the same as the preacher before you did. Just the same as the believers in the days gone by have. You've been given the same power. I got one more quote and I want to close. Christ's mystery, God revealed. 63, we're talking about that tree coming back. Remember the shining on the tree, bringing it back to life. And when he come on earth, he was the tree of life. And everyone believes that. Everyone believes Jesus was the tree of life. But for some reason, they can't see that the devil was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why? Because the devil knows. Just because you see Christ as the tree of life, you're still powerless before him. Because you've got all the power on Christ and none on you. And if he can mask that he's not really the tree of good and evil, you can't find him. So he's disarmed you and given it to you completely helpless. Because you can't even see your own enemy. Let me read the rest of the quote now. Do you believe that? Do you believe he was the tree of life? He was. Now listen. And Rome, what did they do? He had to be chopped down. He was put on a tree of disgrace. Cursed is he that hangs on a tree. Become a curse for the human race. And now through that, he brings forth a bride tree.
Amen.
Which will be the tree of life restored back to him.
Amen.
As husband and wife in the Garden of Eden. Where were you, Job? I was there. Oh, glory to God. By the same word and by the same God made manifest in husband and wife, the same bride tree back again. What is that bride tree? It's the tree of life. And God has poured open his seals. He's poured open his spirit to show us you're part of this. You're a part of this. You, as an individual, I've come all the way to Defiance, Ohio to fight you. Glory to God. I've pressed through every denomination, even the ones corrupting this message, and I found you. Hallelujah. You had all kinds of false doctrine, but I found you.
Amen.
Why? Because you're a part of the tree of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The soul that sins, that soul shall die. Praise God. I've got a revelation tonight. My soul never sinned in the first place.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes, Jesus.
Do you actually know no souls will die until the second death?
Right.
They don't die in hell.
Nope.
No, they don't. They're not dead. That's the first death, just physical.
Right.
The second death is when the soul dies. That's why that two soul whole thing, I don't want nothing to do with that. You might not know a whole lot, but they say the soul dies. You're missing something somewhere, because my soul never dies.
Amen.
Christ is life.
Amen.
That's why he couldn't die as the Father. He couldn't die as the Spirit. He had to die as a man. Because if he died as Melchizedek, we're all dead. He is life. He's without Father, without Mother, without beginning of days, without end of life. But he came in a mortal way, and that body died. But not the soul. The soul went to hell. But he still was back in life. Why? Because he was able to grab Abraham. He was able to grab Joshua and Moses and say, "We're getting out of here today, boys." Glory to God. And God did the same thing for us in this day. All caged up. I don't care what it was. I don't care what giant it was. The word has come back to show you that you are not caged at all.
Amen.
You're free.
Amen.
Why? Because I stole you from the foundation
Amen.
Of the world and I quickened you by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Glory.
And you've been given all power in heaven and earth.
Right.
You have been given all power. Jesus has. Yeah. Jesus has. And his seed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How many wants to live in a day of David's?
Amen.
Can you see that? Can you see that bride just the same as I have it in my heart? That every believer comes believing I'm the conqueror. I'm the conqueror of my land.
Yes.
Caleb, remember he said, "Give me my mountain."
Amen.
Y'all getting excuses. He was 85 years old. Wandered around the desert for 40 years because someone else backslid. Some of these old timers in the message still holding true to this message, still holding true to the truth, wandering around because church didn't get it. I believe that. You might not, but I believe that with all my heart. What in the world are we still doing here? Come on. You show me where the type fails in the Bible. Between Moses and Joshua, what's happened here in the last since the seals were opened to today? Show me where it's failed. It hasn't. It's run perfect line with the scriptures of what happens in every day. God sends his word. There's a few that catch it, but too many are just enthused. And they let David kill the giant. They let this man take care of it. But then God begins to wean it away and realize if you don't slay a giant, the giant will slay you. But there's still a bride. Who is whipping giants? And ain't going to just stop at one, stop at two. We're going to get them all.
Amen.
Until everything is under the feet of the bride of Christ. Come on. Amen. Waiting on Jesus to overcome. No, sir. He already did.
Amen.
Too many of us waiting on the coming of the Lord. It ain't the coming of the Lord. It's the going of the Lord.
Amen.
We're getting out of here.
Amen.
Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Worship him tonight. Say, well, everybody will hear me tonight. There ain't a whole bunch here. It's the best time to start praising him.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. He became me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't you happy what Christ has done for us?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Does he deserve your praise?
Hallelujah.
239 E flat again. I think we'll just do all E flat. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
He became me so that I might become him by grace.
Aren't you happy tonight?
Oh, he became me so that I might become him by grace.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
And he took my place so that I, through his love,
Lord. Lord Jesus, tonight.
Oh, he became me so that I might become him by grace.
Glory to God.
He became me so that I might become him by grace. And he took my place so that I, through his love, could take his.
Thank you, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah.
He became so that I might become him by grace.
As Dad keeps playing that tonight, let's all close our eyes. Let's just worship him in the spirit. Let's worship him in truth. Think on what he's done for you. Think of the messes he's brought you out of. Think of the grace he's given to you. Hallelujah. Give him praise tonight. Lift your voices. Lift your lives. Lift your hearts to God. Say, Lord, I know it's a dry time for the world. I know there's death on every side. But Lord, you did a work in my heart. I've got eternal life tonight. And Lord, you're looking to and fro, trying to find somebody that actually believes you. Trying to find somebody who's brave enough to take the word and to stand on it, Lord. And I want to be the one you find. I want to be the one with my heart open. I want to be the one, Lord, that's not afraid to pull the sword of the Word of God and use it against the enemy. To not let the devil run rampant in my house. To not let the devil get into my life. But to prove to this world that this Word that you're given, this message, Lord, really will do the greater works that you promised. Lord God, if you need one soul, Lord, I open my heart. Lord, use me. Lord, here am I. Send me, Father. Send me, Lord. Send me. Receive all the glory out of my life. Oh, don't you just feel a sweet presence tonight? Isn't he worthy of praise? Thank you, Jesus. Doesn't he mean more than life to you? Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't ever doubt him, child of God. The same God who brought you out of the world, the same God who took you from the things of the world, is the same God who sanctified you from the things of the world. It's the same God that gave you the Holy Ghost, gave you power. It's the same God that's bringing you into that same image. And you are in his image by the grace of God. He sees you as him. He sees you in his glory. Those that he's called, he's justified. Those that he's justified, he's already glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your feet on the promise of God tonight. Put your eyes on Calvary and realize that through that blood is a pure Brother Dan. Through that blood is a pure Sister Violet. No doubts, no fears. Hallelujah. Through that blood is the virtuous Son of God that's manifested here tonight in Laodicea 2015, shining as a light to this world that Christ has risen from the dead. Glory to God. He's healed all our infirmities. He's provided all our needs. He's been there at every turn. Brother, sister, it's the last time in the world to be doubting him now. You see the finish line there? Press forward. Press forward. It's almost over. It's almost over. How, Brother Andrew? Fall in love more than ever before. Pray like never before. Thank you, Lord. Let him be the focus of your life like never before. Is there anyone who say, Lord, I need a revival tonight? I'm claiming a revival in my soul tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, that the power of the Holy Ghost that's here, Lord, will get into my soul and quicken that word anew. Hallelujah. Bring forth more life, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Believe it now. Confess it. Say, Lord, I'm not going to wait for somebody else to be a David. Lord, I'm a David. I'm a son of God. I'm an overcomer. Thank you, Lord. Whatever it is, brother, sister. Well, if only Brother Andrew would say what I'm troubled with. Brother, hallelujah. God's already declared it. Doesn't matter what it is. It's a giant. And it doesn't matter how big it is. He'll die. Glory to God. Well, mine's got 6 fingers. And Brother Andrew, yours only had 5. Kill him. Mine's got a staff as a weaver's beam. Yours a little shorter. Kill him. It ain't no different. That's why Christ didn't even bother with little devils. He went right for Satan himself. So once he took him out, everything under him was done. It was over. He wrecked Satan's kingdom. Hallelujah. Remember the vision Brother Branham had of the Mamba? The Mamba had power. It was going to strike Brother Branham's friend. Remember? And the Spirit of the Lord came and said, "You have power to bind me." He said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you." And he said that snake turned into what we call the and symbol, that little S looking thing. And it went straight in the ground. Blue smoke popped out of it. He said, what did that mean? It meant that the Mamba, the most dangerous, and all below it was conquered. All of it. I took out the head. The whole body dies. Glory to God. Quit whacking on the tail and smash his head in. Amen. Amen. Quit getting a one-day victory and kill him now. Quit being a bride revival at church, at a good service, and just be the bride revival that you are. Glory to God. Why are you here tonight, brother, sister? It's to worship Him. It's to be the holy hands He's looking. See, if we had visitors, I might do this a little different. But you all know the Word tonight. You've all, I believe, by faith, received it. You've received a virtuous Word that's changed your soul. It's made you something different. Hallelujah. So if it's already killed the giant, what's these left? If God could save your soul, why can't He mold your character? Why can't He heal your body? Why can't He give you joy? If God could conquer your rebellious soul, that's worth more than 10,000 worlds. How much more can He conquer this little piece of the earth that ain't even one world? Glory to God. Oh, you love Him tonight. Thank you, Lord. I just feel His presence all around. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't get too spiritual to where you don't appreciate Him. That's why we're here. Thank you, Lord. Why'd He come by? Just to hear you say, "I love you, Lord." Thank you, Lord, that I'm not by myself. Lord, You're still with me. Thank You, Lord. And when I see the world forsaking You, when I see so many falling into unbelief and doubt, I see so many just can't seem to get the overcoming power, Lord, I thank You for giving it to me. Hallelujah. I don't know about the other guy. David didn't have time to talk about his brothers that didn't kill giants. He said, "Is there not a cause? Here's the church of the God. The church of the living God captive. Is there not a cause, Lord? Here's Your Word. You give it to us. You recorded 1,200 sermons. You proved by sign after sign it was right. I'm not going to let it go by the wayside. Lord, I'll be the witness. It still lives today. It still lives today. The same God who discerned the hearts. Brother, sister, I wish you understood. Most of you got the gift of discernment. Don't even know it. Because you're making it something harder than what it is. How many times you looked at somebody and go, "I know what they're dealing with." And you ain't never met the person from Adam. Come on. You ain't talked to that person 10 years. You look at them and say, "I know what's wrong." Well, who told you that? He did. Now why does He tell you these things? Why does He anoint you to receive glory? To receive praise? Hallelujah. I just looked at my principal today. His back was hurting. You all know I can relate to that. It had it happen to me twice. That hurts. He's over there doing what I was doing, doing these numbers. Just went over there and laid hands on him. And said, "Lord, I believe. Make him well for the glory of God. I believe he'll be just fine." Hallelujah. You all believe that too? Is that because I'm a preacher? Is it because I'm your pastor? It's because I'm a son of God, anointed with the Holy Ghost that you have. And maybe he works a little different, you understand, but the same signs still follow. These signs shall follow them that believe. How many believe tonight? Yes. Lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. Believe that now. Go as an army of David's. If they see a devil, they can cast him out. Too many of us scared of devils. Cast him out. He's a chum. He's a liar. Bluff. See, he's mighty tall, just harder to fall. Isn't that right? I just love him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for overcoming power, Lord. Thank you for being the same. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Thank you that you still live, Lord. Not trapped in sin, not trapped in shame. Free by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm challenging you tonight. Does anybody need healing? Right here, just raise your hand and say, Lord, it's for me tonight. While they heard the word, the Holy Ghost fell on them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, just love on him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, don't you love him? Don't you adore him? Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I don't want no rock praising you. Lord, I give you my voice. Not just my voice, not just some lip service, Lord. It's from my heart. Out of my heart, my mouth speaks. Jesus, I love you. I love you, Lord. You mean everything to me. Lord, may I never forsake you. Hallelujah. You promised never to leave me, but Lord, make me a faithful bride that'll never leave her husband. Hallelujah. Can we do the sanctuary? Same key. Oh, yes. Believe it now. Say, Lord, that's for me.
To be a sanctuary,
a refuge, Lord. Come live in my heart.
Oh, pure and holy.
Yes, Lord.
And tried and true.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
And with thanksgiving.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Let's wave our hands, but wave your hearts behind it.
Oh, Lord, prepare
every love, every affection, Lord.
Be a sanctuary.
May it be your house. May you dwell in it, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
And pure and holy.
Yes, Jesus.
And tried and true.
Glory to God.
And with thanksgiving, I'll be a
last time, let's do no music with all our hearts.
Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll
shall be a living sanctuary for you.
Worship Him now. Praise Your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Hosanna in the highest, Lord Jesus, we lift You up. You're worthy.
Praise.
You're worthy, Lord.
Praise.
Blessed be the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the One who sits on the
throne.
Praise
God. Praise God.
Oh, we worship You. We adore You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise be Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How I love You. How
hallelujah,
I
hallelujah.
Oh, how I
oh,
love You.
Oh, thank You, Lord, for
thank
overcoming
you,
power.
Jesus.
Thank hallelujah. You for the Spirit.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank You, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, you appreciate Him tonight. Do you love Him with everything that's in you?
Praise
hallelujah. Do you just feel a new fervor in your heart by the Holy Ghost?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
A new faith rising up saying, Lord, we can do the greater works. Lord, I'm a part of this bride. I'm not some
praise
little backwash woman.
Hallelujah,
I'm the one that God wanted. I'm not some washed
praise
up man.
God,
I'm not some person that ain't got no more praise.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, I'm a son of God.
Praise God.
And Lord, to Your
thank
word,
you,
I just got to sing it again. Can we sing that again? We started with, I'll say yes, Lord. Hallelujah, as we sing this tonight, I'm going to hand Dad the service here in a minute. Hallelujah. Believe it now. Go ahead.
I'll say yes, Lord.